Out of Sight is the latest Elmore Leonard crime novel to be made into a movie. It's directed by Steven Soderbergh and stars George Clooney and Jennifer Lopez. Our film critic John Powers caught up with it at his local Cineplex.
When I got back from my summer vacation, I went to the movies. Without reading any reviews, I bought a ticket to Out of Sight, and I had a very, very good time. Only one thing bothered me. Why was the theater nearly empty? The movie stars George Clooney as Jack Foley, a career bank robber who commits his crimes without using a gun. Early on, Foley's breaking out of prison with the help of his partner Buddy, played by Ving Rhames, when their escape is interrupted by U.S. Marshal Karen Sisko. She's played by Jennifer Lopez, whose body is still more expressive than her face. Foley and Sisko wind up riding in a car trunk together, long enough for them to become romantically fascinated. They spend the rest of the movie circling one another, a chase that takes them from Miami to Detroit and gets them involved with a series of crazy characters, from a dim stoner thief played by Steve Zahn to a murderous Motown hood played by the fine Don Cheadle. The movie's a real comeback for director Steven Soderbergh, who seemed to have been slightly cursed by his early lavish success with Sex, Lies, and Videotape. Working from a superb script by Scott Frank, he's produced a piece of smart, solid, old-fashioned filmmaking. The movie looks good, juxtaposing Miami's sun-blasted pastels with the ominous blues of wintertime Detroit. But Soderbergh's style never steps on his characters. On the contrary, he gets the best ever screen performance from Clooney and etches a series of amusingly individualized minor characters, from Albert Brooks' crooked billionaire and Luis Guzman's loopy ex-con to Catherine Keener as Foley's ex-wife Adele. Most important, he turns up the romantic heat between his lead couple, as when Foley and Sisko finally meet a second time in a Detroit bar.
Called your room from downstairs.
Ew. And if I had answered, what were you going to say?
I would say who I was, and do you remember me, and if you'd want to meet for a drink.
If I remembered you. I came here looking for you. All right, so then I would have said yes. But for all you know, I could have had a SWAT team waiting for you. Why would you trust me?
It'd be worth the risk.
You like taking risks.
So do you.
You know, sooner or later, you really wear that suit.
Well, it's not what you were about to say.
Remember how talkative you were in the trunk?
Mm-hmm.
Adele said you do that when you're nervous.
Oh, she did she?
You kept touching me, feeling my thigh.
In a nice way.
In a sense, Out of Sight's real creator is Elmore Leonard, the crime novelist whose work has become a franchise. We've already had Get Shorty and Jackie Brown, and there are more adaptations on the way, including one by the Coen brothers. It's easy to understand why, for his books read like uncannily brilliant novelizations of Hollywood movies. All the recent Leonard films have the same elements. A tender, tough hero who's not afraid to skirt the law, a world-wise heroine who's an object of yearning, a colorfully murderous African-American antagonist, plus a quirky array of side characters. What raises all this beyond pure formula is Leonard's briskly elegant storytelling and an unsurpassed gift for snappy dialogue. Although critics praise his ear, Leonard's characters don't actually talk like real lowlifes. Their speech is every bit as stylized as the dialogue you'd find in The Importance of Being Earnest. But while Leonard's talent has won him many deserved accolades, watching Get Shorty, Jackie Brown, and Out of Sight in reasonably quick succession, you see how superficial his formula has become. Actually, he may see it too. His most recent novel, Cuba Libre, is set during the Spanish-American War. Although Leonard deals with base motives, he never stops skating on the surface of things. His work offers none of the psychic anarchy you find in the novels of Jim Thompson, none of the political reach of James Ellroy, none of the genuinely original comic ideas you find in Charles Williford. When Quentin Tarantino tried to explore Leonard's characters in his film Jackie Brown, he bumped up against a huge problem. There was nothing to explore. All that film's tenderness and yearning came from Robert Forster and Pam Grier. Which is to say that Leonard is a great, shallow writer. And that's partly why Out of Sight is a great summer movie. It doesn't make us confront our psychological demons or paint a portrait of a racist L.A. police force. It creates a world that's brighter, sexier, and more romantic than our own. One where good-looking cops and crooks fall in love at first sight, and killers do extremely funny things.
John Powers is film critic for Vogue.